Cape Town in South Africa is going through one of its coldest winters in recent memory. But NPR's Africa correspondent Ader Peralta, who is a Floridian, by the way, found something that baffled him. Swimmers still taking to the water. He sent us this postcard.
Caps Bay is a beach all the way on the southern tip of the African continent. It's where the jagged edges of Table Mountain dive into the Atlantic Ocean. Not far from here, there are penguins. Right now it's winter, and in the past few weeks it's dipped into the 30s, and the water is in the low 50s. And yet, as I look out into the ocean, with the fog hugging the tops of the mountain, swimmers cautiously wade into the water. I see Tanya Ritter emerging from the bay. She's shivering, even though she's German, and even though she's wearing a wetsuit.
How do you get the courage to get in there? Because I have to say, I stepped in it and I was like, no way, no way.
Well, I just needed a little bit of me time.
She recently moved and things haven't gone as planned. So she jumped into the water trying to shake life off. And it worked, she says.
Yes, sometimes. It helped. Now I have a clear head again.
Cold water swimming goes back to antiquity. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, wrote about its therapeutic use. Thomas Jefferson swore by regular cold water foot baths. Maybe because I'm from Miami, but a foot bath in this water felt like walking into shards of glass. On the rocks overlooking the beach, I find Joy Duplessis watching the swimmers. This is crazy, I tell her.
Oh yeah, but Cape Town people are like different. They do like swimming in the
winter. In the winter?
Yes, it's a thing, yeah.
There's
it's
like a
good
benefit
for your skin and to start your day and I'm energized.
That's what I hear over and over. Joy's friend did it to team build. I spoke to a couple who had their first cold water swim to get away from their comfort zone. Young dancers who wanted to cool off their muscles.
Wow.
But especially when you're hungover, it's such a quick fix.
There's nothing like a plunge in freezing cold water to bring you back to life, apparently. Nearby, Luke Hanning walks out of the water wearing just his boxers. It's his 20th birthday. He had no plans for a swim, but his aunt said there would be no cake if they didn't get it in the water. So he took the plunge and emerges smiling, pumped with adrenaline.
Is it painful?
No, it's actually an exciting feeling.
So you get out and you feel like...
You feel good. You feel energized. Why do you want to try it?
I entertain it for a second. But honestly, there's no way I'm ever getting in that water. But what I do come to realize is that this is not as crazy as it seems. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Cape Town.